Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker. It's okay this time of year, but we're thinking about the holiday season and with Christmas and New Year's coming up. Those are kind of families and friends celebration nights. And when I think of doing that, I think, geez, I need a really good bottle of wine, Bob.
Yeah, indeed. And depending on where you are and who your wine purveyors are, if you're in West Michigan and you want to go right to the source, you go to Fenn Valley. You can check your local liquor and wine stores, too. But right now on the live line, we have Brian Lesperance, the general manager at Fenn Valley. How are you, Brian?
Great. Nice to talk to you guys.
Hey, I was just, as they were leading up to this, I was just thinking of the last bottle of port. I have to come in and get some more port because I've always had a nice stash of Fenn Valley port, and I drained the last bottle last year, and it's that time of year, isn't it?
It is. It's a great time of year to be enjoying a nice little hit of some port there before, after dinner or whenever it suits your needs there. Good wine by the fire, for sure.
Especially if it's snowing, because any old port in a storm works really well, right? Especially yours.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. So, Brian, holidays are here. I'm going to do a standing rib roast for the family, and I'm looking for a recommendation on wine with that.
Sounds like I should head over your way there for the holidays.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Always welcome to.
You know, wine and food is a great topic. We love talking about it. I often go to the spice, you know, of the food. Obviously, you know, I'm assuming with the standing rib roast, you're going to have some kind of a dry rub on that. Probably knowing you guys, you're pretty into just kind of classic technique. So if you're doing kind of a salt, pepper, garlic thing, you know, I would go with something in that Bordeaux red category, you know, of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot. Meritage is a blend of the three of the big Bordeaux grapes. I really like Merlot with a rib roast. It's got a lot of body and texture to it, so it's going to have that kind of, it's almost got a meaty sensation to it.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be Michigan Merlots have that savory side, but then they also bring those kind of high fruit notes, this dark cherry and raspberry notes that can really kind of complement the meat as well.
That last Merlot I got from you, I'm not sure what year it is, 22. It's just fantastic. I'm really hoarding it because it tends to go too fast.
Smooth like butter.
Yeah.
Well, hey, remember we make more, so you know, don't need to save it over there.
Speaking of saving, like let's say, you know, I'm a huge Meritage fan. How long can I keep a bottle of that on the rack? I have a wine rack, several, that all my bottles are lying down in. Of course, anything with a cork. And I do rotate them, maybe twice a year. I don't know.
They last that long.
How long can... Yeah, I rotate the last bottle.
Right, yeah.
Right.
How long can you comfortably age a bottle of red, maybe a Michigan red in particular?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly longer than probably people think. I have no problem putting these Bordeaux reds, well-made Michigan reds, you know, down for a decade. You know, they are going to get softer. They're going to get more nuanced. You're going to lose some of that fresh fruit. It's going to be replaced with more notes of, you know, leather and some of the more savory side is going to come forward as they age, but... you know, they should hold up real well, and they tend to get a little more complexity to them at that point. But again, you know, a lot of people, I feel like people either don't age their wine long enough, they age it too long. You know, you get it in your wine rack, and it sort of gets out of sight, out of mind. And
yeah.
Next thing you know, you pull that thing out in 15 years, and it's probably a little past its prime.
Right.
You missed an opportunity. So and it's always a slippery slope.
And when it's... like a really special wine, I'm thinking of one somebody gave me years ago. It was a gift, and it was a very exquisite bottle. And I, you know, it was kind of back to the hoarding thing where I just don't want to open it. You know, I want to save it. It's so special. Well, I waited too long and I opened it. I don't know how many years later, maybe 15.
Yep.
And it was gone. I was so sad.
Yeah.
Because I was so looking forward
too,
to
you
it.
Know. Yep. And this time of year, you know, you're giving wine. Wine is a great gift. You know, I'm not just saying that because I make a living selling it. But, you know, people have so much stuff, especially, you know, adults. They don't, you know, you can get, I just ordered something right before this call on Amazon. You know, be here tomorrow. I can get stuff whenever I want. Wine is a great gift because it's something that you're going to experience. You know, it's kind of that experiential gift that doesn't require you to, you know, get on an airplane. And so, you know, when I give wine to people, I always encourage them, hey, drink this. You know, I didn't give it to you to put in your wine rack. I want you to go have an experience with your loved ones or with somebody that you know you haven't seen in a while. Go use it. That's why I gave it to you. And so, you know, whenever I give it, I always try to give them that caveat. I don't want to see this bottle when I come back to visit.
Right. Now, we have a very large audience on the podcast side. I mean, all over the world. And it's surprising. You know, it's an honor to think that many people are listening in different countries and different places. But at least in the U.S., you have a wine club that my daughter and son-in-law belong to, and they're in New York. And you ship them, like, I think a couple bottles every month or something like that. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, wine clubs are coming all shapes and sizes, but ours is 3, 6, or 12 bottles 3 times a year. You're basically allocated wine. Sometimes they're really special bottles. We've got one Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon right now that's not available to the public. It's literally just a one-of-a-kind item that we saved for our club. And, yeah, they can ship it. Some people come. If they're local, they come pick it up. We're in 37 states, I think, right now, so you can have it shipped. That's another great
Congrats.
Gift. You know, we have people that buy them. That's their gift. You know, they get their kids a wine club membership, and it's like three times a year, randomly three bottles shows up. And
that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Thinking about you.
This is the show about Christmas gifts, you know, so that's like now you don't even have to ship bottles. You can let the folks at Fen Valley ship them for you.
Right. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, plus, if you're in the club, then when they come visit, they get a bunch of benefits, too. So when you come in, you get free tastings. You get a discount every day on even your first bottle. So
is
club's pretty generous. We really love our club members. They're a huge part of our team here.
Is there still time for somebody to sign up for the wine club and get it in time for Christmas?
Well, that's the good thing about the club. You know, the club it takes effect immediately. And at first, our next shipment will be in the spring. So, you know, right now you could sign up. You know, give them the information, and then they'll have this, like, surprise coming in March when the allocation goes out. But if they were in town for the holidays, you get them the membership right now. They walk in here over the holidays, they're going to get their benefits right away. You know, you walk in, get your free tastings, get your discounts, and then know you've got something coming in the mail in a couple months. So, yeah, not too late at all for that kind of stuff. You know, we're around. You know, we're open Christmas Eve and everything, because we like to make sure that that dining room table's got some Fen Valley on it. We're gonna take every opportunity we can to help you out.
Yeah, and so should our listeners, because it is a great destination. It's a great afternoon to go down and just check out the winery. Brian, tell people where you're at, so if they're not familiar.
Yeah, we're just down in Fenville, just off of 196. So a little bit east of 196 there. Pretty easy drive for folks that coming from the greater GR area, Kalamazoo area. Those are all kind of our hometown fans, and we're also online at fenvalley.com.
Awesome. Well, Brian, I hope you and your family have a very happy and safe holiday season. You going skiing anywhere?
Hopefully. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, got to get some snow going, but it looks like it's starting to turn to real winter. So thanks for that. Enjoy the holiday, both of you guys. Make sure you get out there on those grills.
All right, man. Take care. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery. If you get an opportunity to get down there and see him, it's a wonderful place to visit, and you'll come away with some really good wine.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right, man. He's one of my favorite guys.
Yeah.
He's so good at what he does, and their wines really are good. I mean, they're a sponsor, and we truly appreciate that. But at the end of the day, their wine is really good.
Oh, I've turned so many people onto it. And when I brought my daughter and my son-in-law in there, they were living out of state, and I brought them down there, and then they treated them like wine club members. I mean, my daughter was so thrilled to be able to be there.
Right.
You know, and she deals with a lot of cool products. You know, she works for the Food Network.
Right.
And so she deals with really cool stuff all the time. That was a big thrill for her.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the middle of December. Get out. Do your shopping. Buy that griller in your world, some of the things that we talked about, and they will appreciate it. It's the gift that keeps on giving, because a bottle of seasoning is good for, you know, several months. So get out there and fire up a griller smoker and create some grill envy in your neighborhood, because it is still the grilling season year-round.
And for all the kamaainas out there, hauli makahiki ho and mile kaliki maka.
What he said.
Wow.
Be safe and have a great holiday season, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.